Thank you, Katya, Jason, and Valum for making this evening possible. One of the two personal poems I'm going to read tonight is not my own, but that of Ruth Taylor, whom some of you might have heard of. To quote her obituary, "Poet and teacher extraordinaire, she passed away last Saturday." And I'd like to begin by reading one of the poems from her first book, The Drawing Board. This is from The Hurricane Lamp, a long poem. The excerpt is not. "The morning is our place now. Blue light, blooming on the rim of the world, blooming out of night. I come to you drunk, telling there's an edge each hour where only emotion spills. I have few enough words for you. No longer does a dream of love settle our hearts in sleep. The kingdom of the dead has no time to spare us. If only the damned words would run clear. We draw water from the well, but there is no drink to offer that is not tainted by pain. In spring there will be crocuses, thin blue, daring the sky to change. Then walk into your closest dream, and do not think I have not loved you, even with my most crippled part." And I hope Ruth is dancing in the sky with the crocuses right now. From Valum, I chose John Kinsella, 23. This is page 72. "Love Sonnets, taking the first two lines of Zora Cross's Love Sonnets, and were I a bird upon the greenest tree, caroling cadences of love for you, I'd choke on the news picked up while I was perched there, airwaves heavy as mirages, striated like telegraph wire, spread haphazardly about the valley. The ceaseless punishment of children, the starvation, torture, and abuse, small cries syrinxed together, amplified through cleared areas, wheat crops green as static, were I a bird upon the greenest tree, caroling cadences of love for you, I would wither in the rain, green as a radar screen." And continuing on the Japanese theme, I chose Vision Day by Tori Shozo, translated by Taylor Mignon and Yarita Misako. "The moon stamps transparent traces on Mademoiselle the Fifth's burning back. Through the glass lattice window, surrounded by unseen containers, a fully soundproofed room. Not yet, almost coming, harder. The sealed heart of the blonde, wild, beast murmurs, bending her ridge of heavy breasts. The diamond whip splashing out of Mademoiselle the Fifth's black glove is a flash of death." Mademoiselle V might not have been a fifth, but a V. It's just my little note. And lastly, one of my own poems, "Emergency Room, 2:20 a.m. The clock's second hand ticks, a slow motion bomb. Nurses blur alongside arriving ambulances. The beige metallic entrance is a free-for-all of gurneys and chairs, health cards and static vinyl bracelets inscribed with medications. Attendants' soles, thick as erasers, grip the traumatized linoleum, near an alcove where cigarette exhaust obscures the no smoking sign. Across the hall, behind dirty curtained doorways, patients exchange throaty noises under blankets of dangerous wheezing. A man in a chair, a wheelchair whose long gray hair hurtles down his collar like a soft, depleted river, heaves a cough like a horse's hack. A burned-out orderly begins his shift as the doctor tells her patient he has a dangerous sugar imbalance. A gurney rushes in like a trolley on dangerous tracks. A wide-open shirt exposes a seven-legged gash, and with miraculous constraint, the doctor maintains her proficient mask to answer the question, how long have I got to live? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.